Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Paulie Rosenberg, you've made it.
My first ever Cinco de Fivo.
There we go.
It is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's Try the New Pretzel Baconator today.
Okay, let's just get into it. I was going to give you a whole preamble, but you know what? You're ready to go. So, Paulie, what did you decide is going to be our Cinco de Fivo here on this Friday heading into Labor Day weekend?
Heading into Labor Day weekend, the summer is wrapping up, and if you know me, you know my love for desserts and my love for sweets. So today, I decided to give you my top five ice cream flavors.
Okay, so not more specific, not just desserts, your top five ice cream flavors.
Top five ice cream flavors.
Okay.
Now, here we go!
Did you get exotic with it, or did you just go staples?
I tried to go staples, but I did mix in a few interesting flavors.
All right, let's go. Number five.
Here we go!
Number five.
Even though this isn't number five, this is my honorable mention, and I'm only doing this because, I mean, I'm doing Cinco today. Honorable mention is Rocky Road.
Okay.
Which is one of the...
So it's not you've added an addendum to the top five.
Because I'm doing it today. Okay. So I can add the addendum.
You certainly can. By
Rocky
all means.
Road, which is no chocolate based ice creams made my top five. So I figured it was important to get Rocky Road in there. Chocolate, marshmallow, nuts, smooth taste. And a quick history lesson, Rocky Road ice cream created during the Great Depression to bring comfort during turbulent times.
Is that so?
Yes, it is.
How about that?
That is so. So that's the honorable mention.
Okay.
The actual number five, Trader Joe's lemon shortbread ice cream.
Yeah, when I said were you going to get specific, you kind of like, well, I got some staples in there. You went with Trader Joe's lemon shortbread.
When life gives you lemons. God.
You make Trader Joe's lemon shortbread.
You make lemon ice cream out of it. And if you're a fan of lemon flavored sweets like I am, an incredible purchase, really good lemon flavor, totally overpowering. The texture from the shortbread, it's a nice mix from the smoothness of the ice cream and that. It's a really, really, really good taste.
That's a very specific. Trader Joe's, no less. Now, I don't think I've ever had lemon-flavored ice cream. Obviously, I've had, like, lemon sherbet or, like, when I think of it, honestly, because my in-laws owned a restaurant, like, I think of, like, lemon sherbet as kind of like an intermezzo, like, kind of the palate
it's
cleanser.
It's a palate cleanser, absolutely. Yeah.
I've never had, like, cream. Is it creamy? Like, ice cream?
Yes, it is actually.
I don't know if I've ever had lemon ice cream before.
It is very, very good. If you're a fan of lemon. Now, lemon is a very.
I've had frozen lemonade, frozen Italian ice, lemon Italian ice. I've never had lemon ice cream. I got to try that.
Number four.
Number four on the list is vanilla chip.
Okay.
A classic vanilla chip, or you can say chocolate chip, whatever one. It's really the same thing.
Right.
Gets the job done, the smooth vanilla bean taste with the crunch of the chocolate chip and the hint of the chocolate flavor from the chocolate chip.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with it. Just classic, can't go wrong.
Now, I know for a fact back, you know, during the Carton and Roberts days that both Craig and Evan were huge mint chocolate chip fans.
Yes, they were.
I disagree. I'm with you. I would much rather have the, like, I like mint chocolate chip. I'd rather have just the vanilla chocolate chip.
I got Craig and Evan ice cream from Trader Joe's multiple times.
I remember.
Multiple times I would walk over there and get them ice cream.
Vincent, I remember.
So, yeah, listen, there's nothing wrong with mint chip for me, but vanilla chip is another level.
Okay.
So that is your number four.
Number three.
Number three on the list is cinnamon ice cream.
What?
Now, it's a rare ice cream, tough to find.
Yeah, tough to find.
But it's very, very good. If you like cinnamon, you love it. It's not like a peppery burn, so it's not that. It's smooth. It's sweet. It's an oddly spicy taste, but it works. Cinnamon ice cream, I promise you,
is an
incredible ice cream.
I can't think of something I'd not rather have in my life. Cinnamon flavored ice cream?
Cinnamon ice cream.
Just straight cinnamon, not like Cinnabon or straight cinnamon?
Cinnamon ice cream, it is so good. Ugh. Perhaps I might say life-changing. It is that good, cinnamon ice cream. It's tough to find.
Yeah.
You know, supply chain issues, this, that, the other thing.
Supply chain issues. Nobody getting supply and demand issues. That's the more like, who the hell, I've never even heard of it.
Cinnamon ice cream?
Just plain straight cinnamon.
Cinnamon ice cream.
Like cinnamon sticks on the
yes,
on the brand.
On the outside of the packaging.
Yeah, just like a couple cinnamon sticks.
Couple cinnamon ice cream. That's it.
I mean, never in my life. You are a strange person, man.
It's kind of like.
This is actually a really good Cinco de Five-O because it does, for anybody who cares, and I don't know why you would, but if you wanted to like get in depth into who Paulie is. This is actually really brilliant because he starts with like Trader Joe's specific weird ice cream, which fine, sounds fine. Lemon cake, whatever. Great. We all know try the lemon cake when you go to Del Frisco, but cinnamon
ice cream.
That's like, it's what you give like to punish dogs. Like, go ahead. Continue. A little bit of cinnamon on something is fine, but just straight. Do you ever have a spoonful of cinnamon?
Helps the medicine go down.
That's disgusting. You can't even eat it.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Number two.
Number two on the list is coffee ice cream.
Okay. A different odd one, but I know people like coffee ice cream.
You can live off. Anybody, I'm convinced, can live off coffee ice cream. Balanced. It's not that overpowering with the coffee flavor, depending. You know, that straight Haagen-Dazs pint of coffee ice cream is great. Creamy, nice aftertaste. It's not that bitter, obviously.
Yeah.
And trivia question for you. Does coffee ice cream have caffeine?
I would say no.
It does.
Oh, good for you.
It does. It's much a smaller dosage of caffeine than a cup of coffee, but coffee ice cream does have caffeine.
How about that?
And here we go.
Number one. I'm excited.
Number one.
Number one, the clear number one, it's a maple walnut. Maple walnut ice cream. And again, we've spoken about it the last 5 minutes now. Sweet guy. I like maple syrup. I like my sweets. I have sweets every day. I have a problem. And if you put them together for me, it's a slam dunk. Sometimes you have to go digging to find the good maple walnut ice cream that actually tastes like maple. Sometimes it's just like a sweet cream. It just tastes sweet with the walnut. But if you can find a good one that you can really taste that maple syrup and that maple flavoring in it, it's the way to go. And that, my friends, is Cinco de Five-O.
You're a strange guy. I've had maple walnut cream cheese. I haven't even like seen these flavors. Like you've got three, if you include the lemon cake. Lemon shortbread. And that's specific to Trader Joe's. I've never seen that. Now that's only because I've never heard of it. It's Trader Joe's specific. But again, on the list of top five, never heard of. I've never heard of cinnamon flavored ice cream. Never came up in a discussion. No one's ever said it. No one ever said, hey, did you ever see cinnamon ice cream? I know it's weird, but it exists. I have seen vomit flavored jelly beans. But I have never seen cinnamon ice cream. And maple walnut, I've never, like, it sounds like a flavor. I know there's cream cheese. It's not, like, crazy. I'm sure it's delicious. But where do you find this?
You've never heard of maple walnut ice cream?
I don't think so. Maple walnut?
Maple walnut
I've never been to a place and maple walnut is on the...
It's very good. I've been getting maple walnut ice cream.
Where?
From one of my favorite ice cream spots in New York City. It's in Forest Hills, Queens. It's called Eddie's Sweet Shop.
Yeah.
I've been going there since I was a child. Okay. And they have a maple walnut, and my go-to order there is maple walnut, vanilla chip, banana split with vanilla syrup, rainbow sprinkles. It's out of control.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.